Hi, this is David Jenkins with the Pablo Cruz Band, inviting you to join me this week with Robert W. Morgan on Record Report.
Thanks, Dave. Also joining me this week are David Soul, Leo Sayer, Elvin Bishop, the Bay City Rollers, War, and Martin Mull for all the latest news and inside views on what in the world's going on in the world of music on Record Report.
And now, a message from your heavenly host, Robert W. Morgan.
Thank you, Tim. Usually we take this portion of this disc to kind of fool around or tell a couple jokes or, you know, kind of closed-circuit information for the stations, but I'm not really don't want to get serious or really heavy here, but I would like to just mention that I guess by the time you hear this, it'll be common knowledge, if it isn't already, that one of the great institutions, literally, of recent radio history has died a rather dramatic professional death. A guy who was actually pumping gas at the corner of Pico and Crenshaw here in Los Angeles when we all started at KHJ back in 1965 and heard that and decided that he wanted to be in radio too and fought all the odds that all you guys know are out there and managed to skyrocket to what a lot of people thought was going to be stardom in a very short time. Speaking, of course, of Don Imus, most recently of WNBC in New York. As you probably know, WNBC is changing its format after many years of trying to successfully compete in the New York City area as a contemporary MOR station. And in the last 5 or 6 years, with my good buddy, I might add, Don Imus, running things in the morning show with his own impeccable taste and wit. Don, unfortunately, was unable to get anybody to listen to him in New York City and therefore will no longer be associated with the network outlet, and they're going to bring somebody else in to see if they can't get some numbers. I mean, they'll take a one, for God's sake. Give us anything. Does anybody in Cleveland want a disc jockey with a limousine? Is there a car wash big enough for a limo in Cleveland anymore? I'm a sinner, morning!
Now,
I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report, written by Guy Heston, produced by Debbie Avison, executive producer Gary Kleinman. Record Report is a Filmways Radio presentation.
Promo.
Led Zeppelin's drummer ends up in the slammer, the Beach Boys back out, and Chicago plays ball with the Eagles. I'm Robert W. Morgan. Join me for all the latest news and inside views on what in the world's going on in the world of music on Record Report.
And now a message from your heavenly host, Robert W. Morgan.
Thank you, Gary Kleiman. Gary's nearing countdown to nuptials here. Gary's getting married in the fall. It's going to be a couple months now. A couple months in Flushing, New York. Is record
12 weeks left.
Huh?
12 weeks left. 12. Before I cannot party anymore.
Do we have a record report station in Flushing?
Well, actually, it's New York. I mean, Long Island.
Oh, okay. I thought are you going to have record report piped in at the wedding, or what are you going to have piped in at your wedding?
That's some of that stuff I gave you last weekend.
That's gone. I painted the house with it. It was so good. Now listen, we got a letter here from Sean Kane, who does the Midnight to Nine show on Super 99Q, WGGQ, in Waupun, Wisconsin. I think that's how you pronounce it, Sean. I'm sorry if it's wrong. Waupun, Wisconsin. It says, "Dear Robert, in one of your recent messages, you did something about the outtakes of the actualities done on the show. I think it would be more fun to hear some of the actual outtakes from the recording of Record Report. Every take can't be perfect." Where would he get an idea like that, I wonder? "We all have our bad days. Let's hear some of yours." Okay, Sean, here you go. How's it going? I don't know, but I'm going to join me for all this news and so on. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I've got all the inside views. What? How's that go? Why don't you write that down? I can never... If there's one thing Neil Diamond isn't, it's a perfectionist. Neil tries his hardest, Safara. From the top. If there's one thing Neil Diamond isn't, it's a perfectionist. Neil tries his hardest at concerts, and he expects his backup musicians to follow his example. But unlike some artists who practically go through the ceiling when somebody makes a mistake, Neil says goof-ups aren't... When most people look to the rainbow, they hope to find a pot of gold, but not Al Jarreau. He looks for an appreciative audience. I did it again. It's not likely the emotions are going to break up, at least according to group member Sheila Hutchinson. She says the main thing that keeps the emotions together, and that'll keep them together in the future, is the fact that she and Wanda and Pamela are sisters. Let me do that again. When Judy Collins appeared on a recent edition of the NBC early morning television program called Today, she wanted to sing something special for early risers, so she selected one of her favorite songs called City of New Orleans. As you may know, part of the lyrics to that song contain the phrase, "Good morning, America." It's that "Good morning, America." Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, I want to do it again anyway.